It's interesting to see what passes for sophistication. People who drink in wine bars are seen as fashionable and chic. Nightclubs are trendy hotspots. Many high-profile celebrities move from one partner to another, clocking up notches on their belt like cowboys in the Wild West. Academics that deny the Bible are thought to be scholarly as they opine that science is incompatible with faith in God. But let's look more closely at this line of thinking. Alcohol ruins people, kills people, makes wrecks out of people who otherwise would have achieved great things. And when it doesn't ruin people entirely, people often end up with scars and regrets and the loss of their dignity. Hardly sophisticated. Nightclubs, places of foolishness and sin. Switching from one partner to another is immoral, not an accomplishment, and it messes with minds and hearts. And yet people follow those lifestyles like they are something to be aspired to. Denying the plainest and most obvious thing in the world, that the world simply could not have come into existence by itself and clearly had a designer, you would never suggest something as simple as a cardboard box just evolved, yet you'd look at a redwood tree and say, evolution did that. No, that's patently ridiculous. And the scholar who posits those theories is out of touch with reality, not a hero of progressive thinking. Solomon noted in Ecclesiastes 10:6 that folly is set in great dignity. And that's where we are today. Foolishness gets elevated to high places when the fact is it's foolishness. It might be good for the ego to extol the virtues of human wisdom, and glamour is seductive, but what's really smart is to trust in the wisdom of the Creator God, who loves you, wants the very best for you. Turn to His Word for guidance you can absolutely rely on. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.